Hollywood celebrities mostly ignore Biden. Use State of the Union to attack GOP. By David Ng on March 1, 2022. President Joe Biden's State of the Union address on Tuesday was so unremarkable that even the Hollywood celebrities who campaigned for him had little to say. So they spent the hour attacking and snarking at Republicans instead. With one star even calling for physical violence against a sitting member of Congress. Stars including Mark Ruffalo, Bradley Whitford, Rosanna Arquette, and Oscars co-host Wanda Sykes stoked hatred toward the GOP while completely ignoring the president. Some even brought up former President Donald Trump, who was not mentioned once during the televised address. Disney's The Avengers star Mark Ruffalo lashed out at Republicans while bringing up former President Trump. The actor mocked GOP politicians for participating in the evening's ceremonial standing ovations. Disney's Frozen star Josh Gad did the opposite, berating Republicans for not standing and clapping enough. Comedian and newly appointed Oscars co-host Wanda Sykes advocated for a fistfight against House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, RCA. NBC's The West Wing star Bradley Whitford accused Republicans of attacking queer kids. Rosanna Arquette called the GOP traitors. Actor Ethan Embry attacked Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA, for reportedly shouting "Build the Wall" during Biden's speech. Comedy Central's The Daily Show appeared to have mocked Biden's rush to finish his speech. One of the few compliments to Biden came from Biden fundraiser Rob Reiner. Bravo's Top Chef host Padma Lakshmi marveled at the sight of two women sitting behind Biden. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNg. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.